Some quotes are dramatic.
To be or not to be.
And some quotes save you money. Go to Elevant.com and get your free quote online. Or call us at 855-ELEVANT. More care, less cost. Discover the Elevant difference at Elevant.com.
Perfect person to ask this about. Chris Thompson has just walked in the room. How are you, Chris? Good to see you. It's good to have you here. Thanks for joining us. I was just reading a story about Alex Collins, who uses river dance to improve his footwork. He takes Irish dance lessons. The Ravens running back is using river dance to improve his footwork as an NFL running
back.
What
is that?
You never seen river dance, like Lord of the Dance, the Irish? No?
No.
I'll get a video up. Yeah, there you go. Zena's doing it. He's doing it. Like,
for real?
Yeah, that's what he uses apparently to improve his footwork.
Oh man, that's different.
What do you do? What's your routine? How do you improve?
Oh, it's nothing like that. I think I do like the normal basic stuff.
I mean
agility drills and like just the basic stuff.
Yeah,
I've never heard of river dance, and someone tried to get me to do ballet one time. Because they said that would help, too, and that a few NFL players have done that as well.
Do you want to reveal who those people are?
I heard. I'm not sure if it's true, but I heard Antonio Brown did.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
When you think about what he does.
Yeah.
And how he kind of dances around the sideline a little bit and his moves, it actually does feel like there is some ballet there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard he was the top guy, one of the bigger guys that I heard did that. So
I would think if someone asked you to do that they were trying to punk you to get you to get into the outfit.
Yeah, you would think so, but yeah. I mean, some players do some crazy things, so I see that as being believable, because I mean, it definitely helps with your balance. Of course, you see those ballet dancers, they have perfect balance, so I think
I guess there's no wrong way, right? I mean, I would imagine, right? To get ready to do this for a living, there's no real wrong way to find it.
Yeah, I guess if you can find it, whatever works best for you, that's what you do.
How you guys feeling about Philadelphia this week? What's going through your mind as you get set for the rematch with them?
Just anxious for it. I mean, you can argue that they might be the best team in this league right now. You know, up there with the Chiefs, the way they've been playing, they've been out lights out lately. So it's going to be a test. I'm excited about it. Philly fans are some of the meanest fans I've ever experienced, too. So I'm excited about that as well.
Do you have a personal story with them? Yeah, because everyone seems to at some point. Do you have one that you can remember going up there?
So 2 years ago, as you see, a lot of the players pregame, when we run out of the tunnel, guys just go like pray or whatever in the end zone. And I went and prayed in the end zone, and one of the guys told me, he was like, God's not going to help you this week, or God's not going to help you today. And I was like, oh, shoot. I heard it while I was praying. I was like, dang. All right, that's a little harsh. But I don't know, man. But, you know, I heard it was – That's the one stadium you keep your family from going to. My family will be here this week, and they were like, I want to come to the Philly game. I said, absolutely not. You're going to have to wait until Dallas comes around, because my stepdad, he's a big guy, and if he starts fighting, it'll be real bad out there. So I was told that right away my rookie year, keep your family away. So
I'm going up there, and I have Maryland tags. And I was telling my producer yesterday, I said, I don't know where I'm going to park, because I've had problems. I'm not kidding. I've had problems with them. They just see those tags, and they assume you're associated to the wrong team.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, fans are, that's their fans. That's, you know, their base. So if they're like that, that's just what it is.
This year has been, I don't think it's turned out anyway anyone thought it would, that this game, and I know we have a lot of football to play, but man, this is huge. I mean, with the Giants with the record that they have and the Cowboys with the record that they have, this is an enormous, enormous game for you guys.
Yeah, this is a big game for us. You know, with the Giants being down right now, I think it it would help us to get a few games ahead early on. Philly has us now by a game and a half, I believe. So I think we need this win because those guys up in Philly, they have the momentum going with them right now. They got something going good there. So I think it would be big for us to get this win. And, you know, we don't want to be in a situation like last year where we were hoping this team lost and then we had to beat the Panthers and then we ended up losing that and having to beat the Giants in the last game of the season. We don't need to put ourselves in that kind of position. And the way the Eagles playing now, we definitely need this one.
After the first game, did you kind of know when you played them, like, oh, they're going to be good? That team's actually going to have a good season.
Yeah, I had a feeling. You know, just they've been a tough team against us the last few years, and they've just been building over there with Doug Peterson for the last couple years. And I think now with the defense, their defense is playing great. And Jim Schwartz, he has those guys going and playing hard right now. And Carson Wentz, he's coming into his own,
yeah.
You know, in his second year in the league. And, you know, you can argue that he should be in the MVP race as well, how good he's been playing. And they really have something good going over there. And being 5-1, I mean, they got the momentum going. Guys are feeling good. So it's definitely going to be a battle.
You've done a lot of things for the team this year. Can you play corner? Because we might need some help.
Oh man, I joke with the coaches every now and then, telling them they can put me back there. I'll get some work done for them, but nah.
Belichick used to do that. Who was it? It was Troy Brown. He used to make
Troy Brown. He had Edelman playing nickel a few years back.
Yeah.
I don't like tackling, so I don't want any parts of that though.
Do you look at it in a situation like this with so many injuries on defense that the offense is going to have to score a lot of points? Do you look at it that way? When you guys go into a game,
yeah,
like this?
I definitely look at it that way. I mean, we got a lot of guys down on defense. Don't know if Josh is gonna be able to play yet. So I think as we've done the last few games, we need to get up fast, and I think that will help us out a lot. First drive, we need to go down. We need to put up points and just kind of not put our defense in any bad situations. I felt like we kind of did. We got a good thing going early on our last game against the 49ers. And for us, you know, as an offense, I think when we get ahead like that, we just got to keep going. We just got to keep executing like we did in the first few drives that got us those points, and I think we'll be fine.
Where do you see the running game going? Assuming Rob comes back as healthy at some point, where do you see this going? There's been a lot of mixing and matching, trying to figure out how to make it work.
I feel like overall we have a really good group here, and hopefully Rob can come back so, you know, he can get in his groove. And I thought in his 6 to 8 games or whatever he started last year, I thought he did a really good job. So I think he just needs to kind of get in a groove, just get over these injuries, and then you know, our running game will be what we really want it to be. And then, you know, as well as myself, Mac Brown, P. Ryan, just complimenting him, giving him some, you know, some rest with some reps when he needs it. But our focus has been, you know, being a team, being a running back group that's over 5 yards per carry, which is that's really pushing it. But that's pretty much what our goal is. So we just got to continue to work throughout the week and try to get that.
We've been yelling for you to be out there more, and it finally happened.
Yeah.
So were you happy that we were yelling for you to be out there more?
Oh, man. Honestly, it surprised me that I got that much of a workload. I knew I would be starting the game, but I thought maybe I would get the first five players or so based off what the game plan was, and then after that, P. Ryan would pretty much take everything else, and I would just get the third down reps. But
nope.
I felt good out there. I just think in the run game, I could have done a lot better. I had a fumble on my first carry, just too anxious, overly excited about getting my first start and made a bad play. But it felt good. Body feels good. So if that opportunity comes again, you know, I'll just take it and run with it.
And where do you think the passing game is right now? I mean, you're the leading receiver, too. I mean, that's a mild surprise here based on all the weapons that the team has.
Yeah.
So where do you see the passing game going now?
Kirk, he said to me during the offseason, he was like, you could possibly be one of our leading receivers this year. So, you know, for me mentally, I kind of always prepare myself throughout the offseason to be prepared to be a lot more involved in the passing game than I have in previous years. And I think the sky's the limit. Kirk, he continues to get better. He's now becoming a runner, which is a surprise to me. But, you know, he's been laying it out for us, and he's been doing good in the past game as well as Coach Gruden. His play calling has been amazing for us. And, you know, he has a good feel now for his skill set. Every single guy receiver, tight end that he has, he has a good feel for all of us, and he's been calling the right plays for us at the right time, and then Kirk has been getting it done. So I think he's going to continue to get better, and we'll continue catching the ball.
I guess none of us can predict this. I wish you told me that before my fantasy draft. That was gonna happen, but none of us can predict this because here's Crowder isn't having a big year. Reed's not having a big year. Pryor, Doxson, none of it's having a big year. You guys are still top 10 in offense, though. Mm-hmm. So you figured out a way. You guys have figured out a way to make this work anyway.
Yeah, I think those guys, they're going to come along. Those opportunities are definitely going to come. And I think, you know, for me, I want to continue to make those plays and make defenses kind of key on me, so then Jordan, he'll get his opportunities. Crowder, his are definitely gonna come. Terrell, Josh, you know, they're still working in it, and they're still gonna get their opportunities as well. So, for Coach Gruden, I think he has so many weapons. Like you can't feed them all in the same game. So it's like it's more of just spreading the ball out. And you know, we don't have any selfish guys out there, so everybody's just pretty much focused on trying to win and not so much on their individual numbers.
So there is nobody going, when's it my turn?
No, I mean, I think every guy is seeing that they're getting their time at some point in every game. And, you know, Jordan, we all know he's one of the best tight ends in this league, probably – I mean, the best route running tight end in this league, in my opinion. So he has no doubt that he's going to get his. It just depends on the team we're playing, their game planning. Terrell, he's a freakish athlete, so he's going to get his as well. So I think, you know, it's just all game planning and just going about your work every single day, and those opportunities, they're definitely going to come for all of us.
I get the sense, though, in the past, and maybe this isn't wrong because guys want the ball, that there were people that wanted the ball in the past that wanted it maybe a little more than you're describing now with this group. So I guess that's an interesting balance because some of those guys deserve to get the ball and they were demanding it, and now we have guys that are not quite gotten to that point to ask for it yet, but that's an interesting balance that occurs year to year with the team.
Yeah. It's different. I mean, we had Pierre and Deshaun on the same team. Like, you have to feed those guys the ball. Like, they've proven themselves over years of what they can do, what they're capable of doing. So you have to find a way to feed those guys the ball. And now I think with this group, I love those guys, but now we have a younger group. So it's a lot of guys, you know, just still kind of getting in the groove, trying to make a name for ourselves. But, you know, we're also just trying to to win games, and we know those opportunities gonna come. Crowder, he got in the groove like the second half of the season and was a Pro Bowl alternate. So, you know, it's one of those things. I think we're still early in the season. We haven't even gotten halfway through yet. So those guys, every guy, the opportunity is gonna come. And mine as well. I'm going to continue to get opportunities and just got to make the best of them.
Good luck Monday night. I'd love to talk about a win on Tuesday morning as we head into Dallas.
I sure hope so.
I hope so, too. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.